Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the
lobby. Hiya, folks. Welcome to Popcorn.
Hi, it's Riley here on Popcorn Culture. Just another week of great news, movies, reviews, and more. How you doing, Rachel?
Wow, did you just call me Caitlin? Who's on your mind?
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to meet a girl named Caitlin.
Oh.
It's like a prophecy.
A prophecy? This is going to be your future wife.
Yeah, why not? Caitlin's a pretty name.
Yeah, it's a nice name. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I can't complain. Just been chilling and working on radio stuff.
Yeah, I saw the new designs. They look pretty cool.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
But, right now, we're going to start out strong. We're going to start out with a song. Now, this is Popcorn Culture here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students with Riley McDirty Thompson and...
Rachel. I don't have a name right now.
For now.
I'm switching names.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a lot of news coming up, including two huge comic book pieces of news. Something involving a guy who's considered a little weird. Would you say he's weird?
Yeah, he is a little weird. I think his name actually has weird in it.
Yeah. But great guy. Actually, yeah, has he's so cool. Much respect for him. But right now, we're going to start off strong with a song. So we're going to start off with what Rachel chose, and I hope it's good. Usually it is. It's the track is The Wait, and the artist is The Band.
It's a really
album
old song.
Best of The Band. So I know they're good at generic stuff involving names, but I'm excited for this. Let's listen up. Again, this is The Wait by The Band, and you're listening to Popcorn Culture, Logan's number one entertainment source for entertainment news. Here we go.
Crazy Chester followed me, and he cut me in the fall.
master. You know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy. Won't you feed him when you can? Yeah. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load off, Ree. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on.
So that was by the band. Now that's an oldie, I guess, right?
Yeah, it is an oldie. I'm not quite sure. Probably like 70s, maybe.
Even your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, I don't know. I just really like that song. I think it's a good song. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, definitely. Well, we're gonna come back with news right now, but you know, let's get our news intro going real quick. Here in Popcorn Culture.
Live from the Taggart Student Center in beautiful Logan, Utah, Aggie Radio's own Popcorn Culture News. Now your hosts, Riley McMurdy Thompson.
And so that's where we have entertainment news for you, where we talk about what's going on, what's happening. So, you know what, let's have Rachel start off, because she was all... She's pretty cocky about her news stories today.
I'm not cocky about my news stories.
Like, I have the best stories.
I don't have the best stories. Riley always has the best stories. I just happen to fall on some pretty good ones. Okay, so the first one that I have today is James Garner is dead. Now, for those of you who don't know James Garner, he was the old guy in The Notebook. Yeah, so...
The worst movie ever.
The worst movie ever. Every girl's favorite movie. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so he was the older guy, and he's been acting for a really, really long time. He died on the 19th, I believe, of this month, and I think it was just from old age. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, it says Mr. Gardner died of natural causes. The BBC notes have already released his body to the family, so there's no foul play. He was nominated for an Oscar in his role Murphy's Romance, and won 3 Golden Globes over the course of his career.
Yeah. So I think he led a very full life. I'm sorry for his passing, but, you know, life goes on, right?
He doesn't look... Well, oh,
That's an old picture.
That's older than me, that picture.
Yeah.
He's super old.
He died... How old is... Oh, 86. He was 86 years old.
Should I play? No, it's mean.
Don't do it.
We have a theme for when someone dies.
Oh.
Kind of mean, but anyway. Well, speaking of entertainment news, now, Rachel, you know me. I always said, I wish I could get HBO without getting a cable package, right?
Yeah.
Because really, if you just pick and choose the ones you wanted, it wouldn't be that bad.
Because
you have, like, everyone has their 5 or 6 channels.
Yeah, of course.
After that, like, I don't care about TLC.
No, I don't want any of those shows anyway.
Anyway, so they're talking about, yes, you can get HBO without cable, sort of. This is from Newser.com. It says, and are you a would-be cord cutter who wishes you could buy access to HBO Go without having cable? Well, you sort of can with a little help from your cable company. Yes, most major companies, cable providers, are offering semi-secret packages that include the internet, a token bare minimum cable packages, and HBO, reports Jeffrey Fowler at the Wall Street Journal. He says, it's like ordering a secret menu at In-N-Out, or, you know secret menus, right?
Well, of course I know secret menus.
And you just gotta know what to ask for.
Yeah.
So, Comcast, here's what you ask for.
All right.
Internet Plus. Time Warner Cable. Starter TV plus HBO and Internet Plan.
That's a mouthful. I feel like Comcast would get better. You just call up Comcast. Hey, Comcast, I just want the Internet
Plus.
Needs
the help we can get, and I'll actually talk about that in a second.
Oh, okay.
Verizon, 50/25 megabits, plus local news and sports, plus HBO. So that's even
that's
worse.
Even more.
But
I hope everyone is writing this down.
We can always find almost all our news stories are from newser.com. And AT&T, they have the good best one, HBO Internet Plus.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it has what you need and HBO and all that. Of course, you can always have a more robust cable package, but be careful because, as we learned this week, trying to downgrade your service can really suck. As we know, now Comcast, did you hear about that phone call, Rachel?
No, I didn't.
Comcast, a local, like a customer, recorded his call with Comcast.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I heard it, but I didn't even, like, hear it or anything like that.
You heard about it.
I heard about it.
Basically, it talked about how cable can be pretty frustrating. Additionally, it's gotten them a lot of bad press. So maybe this, them offering this package, might help them up in...
Oh, okay. So,
okay. Okay, we got
breaking news.
Station
breaking.
Manager exclusive. I'm going to put him on.
So, I just came back from Smith's and I just wanted to get the breaking news out there before any
this
other
is Cody
station
Scott.
Broke
okay.
it. All yeah. Right. Cody D.W. Scott, former news reporter with Riley.
Yeah. One of the founders of Popcorn Culture.
Yes, exactly. The Green Giant. They make potato chips now and sweet potato fries. I just, they've been contaminated with Listeria. But,
oh.
Hold on a sec, that's not the news. The breaking news is that you can get bags of them for $1 instead of $4. So, if you hurry over to Smith's right now, you'll be able to get Listeria-infected Green Giant chips for $1.
For $1. Well, yep. Thank you.
I just want 10 bags.
You're going to get Listeria.
These chips are so good. It's worth the risk of Listeria.
Okay, well, I'm going to look up the definition. Listeria is a genus of bacteria that contains 10 species.
You want 10 species living in your body?
I don't care. These chips are really good.
Really?
Yeah, come over and try them after the show.
Are they vegan
friendly?
I'll
bring you guys a bag. Yeah. Yeah, they are.
It just makes you a little sick. Muscle pain, fever, mild cases.
I guess it's really dangerous for, like, pregnant women.
Well, it's a good thing that I'm not pregnant and you're not a woman.
I wasn't insinuating anything.
Rachel, just come on. Be honest.
Riley, you're not pregnant either, right?
Not today.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, breaking news, and that's from our very own station manager, Cody D.W. Scott.
How's the show going?
It's going pretty good. We're going to talk about, I don't know why I keep saying Spencer Hoffman. I think that's it's because someone that I know, but at Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm that bag of bones. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
He's dead now. I'm going to sit in.
Okay. You can sit in. All right. So Hoffman left his kids out of the will. And everyone, I think, was a little surprised about this. But his reasoning behind it as to what the source said was that he didn't want his kids to be trust fund kids. And so he put all of his money to his... it's not his wife, it's his, like, life partner, whatever. Mm. They didn't believe in marriage.
He says in the one, he says, trust fund will stipulate his entire fortune goes to the children's mother. So is his baby mama.
Yes.
A costume designer. He says, Hoffman said, treated in the same manner as if she were a spouse.
Mm-hmm. And she supposedly is really good with the kids, and so that's why he left the money to her. Because, you know, he didn't want all the money to go to the kids. They would probably go crazy once they're older. So
I think they're going to be taken care of.
I think so, too.
He seems like someone who would actually invest his money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we will have one more news story. And this is Disney related. Now, you know I love Disney, right, Rachel?
I love Disney, too.
Okay. Well, Disney has been making a lot of live action movies. Maleficent, Wizard of Oz, just a lot of live action movies. They're cheaper to produce and you can just crank them out quicker.
Yeah.
Well, their newest, Disney has been turning its animated classics into live-action films for a while now. But we're guessing no one predicted the next one that would be announced. Anyone have any predictions?
I do.
What is
well,
it?
Well, I actually know, so I won't guess.
Okay.
I won't ruin this.
Well, I'm just going to tell you. But yes, Disney is working on a live-action version of Dumbo.
Oh my gosh. How is this even going to pan out?
The script will be written by Transformers writer. It will also add a story about a family that parallels...
Is it a transforming Dumbo?
I wish.
Is it?
Maybe the ears fall out.
Yes.
No word on a release date, so I'm hoping it gets next. But we'll see. The live actions have had a fair reception. The critics don't love them, per se, but they're really cheap to produce. They make money, and a lot of the kids like them.
You know, have you watched Dumbo recently?
Actually, I have.
Yes,
it's only an hour and 6 minutes long.
Yes,
and it's like Disney's shortest racist. Film. Yeah,
well, that was really long.
It's an hour and 6 minutes long, and 46 of those minutes are making fun of minorities.
Yes,
yeah. I'm not even like we're not joking.
What I heard, it sounded like when I read the press release from Disney that it was going to be like a kid with big ears, like a human child with big ears,
really,
and then it kind of follows the story of Dumbo.
Yeah, so is he going to jump off a building or whatever and fly and stuff like that?
Or maybe it's a kid who gets made fun of.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. You know, my and his mom steps in to help him and gets thrown in jail or something. I don't know.
My
would be cool as if someone's reading the story to the kid. To the kid, ears, yeah. Like the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
My older sister used to call me Dumbo because I have big ears.
Now, the one live-action version ears. I
Well, you have small hands.
Yeah.
I got all right hands.
And all right ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing all right. Actually, next year they will be having... They're working on a Jungle Book, which is live action.
They've already made a live action Jungle Book.
Yeah, but that was not made by Disney.
And it was garbage.
Yeah, but the guy was kind of cute.
I suppose. And you know who's going to be voicing the voice of Ka in that?
Who?
Yes, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh!
No?
No?
Am I wrong? Morgan Freeman?
It will be Scarlett Johansson.
What? Oh,
we talked about this. Yeah, right. We talked about this. I remember.
That's right.
Okay, but that's all we have for news. We'll be following up on news later. But right now, we're going to do our suggested item of the week, where we both review something. And actually, let me get the intro for that. But yes, we both just have one review of something in general.
Hi, listeners, this is Riley from Popcorn Culture, and we have our guide to everything. Me and Cody both choose one thing to review, and you, the listeners, get to decide who wins. You go to our Facebook and vote. So get ready and set your phasers to stun, because we're going to go to warp speed 11. Away!
Okay. Yeah, so we're back, and this is our guide to everything. Now, I'll go first. Yes. Cufflinks. Now, how familiar are you with cufflinks, Rachel?
Cufflinks is in, like, those little button thingies that go on...
Little button thingies?
Little button thingies? Aren't those what they are? Like, that you put on, like, your cuffs of a shirt? Yes.
Now, back in the day, luck... cuffs of a suit were used to have cufflinks. That means they had no button there, and the cuff would actually extend out of the wrist. This accentuates the hands, makes it look better. So for many reasons, I would always suggest a French cuff, which goes out. Now, there is an English cuff, which still uses cufflinks, but is still the round.
Okay.
Cufflinks, I'm a big supporter of. If you get a cuff shirt, it's really not that much more expensive. You usually just got to order off the internet or just...
Are they expensive?
Somewhere. They're maybe a little more expensive than a regular shirt, just because they're not as well made. They're not as many made of them.
All right.
Cufflinks themselves are very cheap. You can get a good pair, especially off Etsy, $10.
You know, I really like Etsy.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan. Cufflinks are rarely shown, even a lot of times in tuxedos these days. They're not. Now, I always wear cuffs to church. I think that it's fancy and nice, and you have them for anything. Additionally, like Logan, what's his last name?
Noreen.
So LN, those are his initials. He could get an L. He could get an N.
Oh, sailors. Okay.
He could get flower ones. You know.
Do you wear cufflinks for wedding stuff? Like, is that
always
like
always wedding? Well, oh. Mainly tuxes, you will, but more and more, no, they are falling out of fashion. I think cufflinks should always be used, and they're really not that expensive. I'm, again, also a firm opponent. I mean, not...
Opponent?
Not opponent. I'm a firm believer and supporter of tie clips, tie pins, things like that.
I like tie pins. Or not, yeah, tie clips or tie pins. I think they have some pretty clever ones out there.
I think men should dress a little nicer.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
All right, so mine is for the ladies out there. I have this favorite nail polish brand. Well, there's two. But this one that I'll talk about is called
Hopefully it's my favorite.
Huh?
Hopefully it's my favorite.
Ovaly?
You got it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. my favorite brand is China Glaze. Well, China Glaze and OPI, but China Glaze is less expensive. You can get it at Sally's, and they have just some really awesome colors. I'm actually wearing a China Glaze right now. If you could look at my hands, Riley.
I'm looking right now.
What do they look like?
They are a dark, sparkly rose red reminiscent of the flower in Beauty and the Beast.
All right. Well, these ones are called Ruby Pumps. So it's a nice color. It's very rich and red. I love this nail polish. I think it stays on for a really long time, too. What are you reading?
Just nothing.
All right. Anyway, so that's my suggested item of the week for you ladies. If you are going on a date or anything, pick up some China Glaze. It's pretty cheap. Go to Sally's.
Also, they are vegan.
They are vegan. That's so great because I'm a vegan, and that makes me really happy. For now. You're right. But, yeah, so go and pick up some China Glaze and cufflinks.
Yeah. So those are reviews, and as always, I would say we have impeccable taste, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Especially with cufflinks. I'm just saying, you know, men, you gotta step up your game.
You know, I just got a compliment on my nails by one of my friends, and she's always like, Kaylee.
Okay.
Yeah, she's always like, she was like, oh, you always have such cute nails, and every time I see you, they're different, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, it's China Glaze. I love it. China Glaze it up, girls. I tell you, it's the best.
Right now, we're going to play by the White Stripes, Icky Thump.
This is a good song.
It is a good song. Now, the White Stripes were a husband-wife duo, kind of pretending to be a brother-sister
duo. Yeah.
The drummer, Megan, basically had a meltdown.
She's just, like, afraid of going on stage.
Yeah, she just had anxiety issues, which is fine. But they are divorced now. Jack White is now pursuing his own projects. But this is back in their heyday. Probably one of their most popular songs, Icky Thump. This is from the titled song from the Icky Thump album, and here we go. Notice the, it's a very clean sound because it's only a two-member band, so not too many instruments.
Need a bed and Espanol. So give me a drink of water, gonna
So that was Icky Thump by the White Stripes. I think an amazing band. What do you think, Rachel?
I really like the White Stripes, so I'm a big fan of that song.
I like rock bands with not the traditional layout. So, like, usually that's just like a bass, which she plays as a guitar and drums.
Drums, yep.
So, you know, it's a lot cleaner sound. Ben Folds 5, my favorite album, is just a bass, drums, and a piano.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lead guitar, no rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
I think it gives you a lot different look at things. Yep. Well, I think it's time for everyone's fifth favorite feature. I'm not going to say favorite, but it's called Celebrity Showdown. Now, in this segment, we talk about who do we think would win in a fight. This includes skill, cunning, the ability to, you know, cross that line when it comes to it. And here we go with Celebrity Showdown. So you want to go off first, Rachel?
Sure. So my celebrity that I picked is Benedict Cumberbatch. Now, I really like him, and it took me a while to get to like him. I don't know. I think it was his the way that he looks is really... I don't know, harsh
not
or something.
Classically not classically handsome.
Yeah, but then he's just, all of a sudden, it's just, like, growing on me. And anyway, so I think that he would win in a fight because he is definitely cunning. I find that when he plays Sherlock Holmes, what? Oh.
Nothing.
I find that, like, when he plays Sherlock Holmes and even, I just watched Star Trek Into Darkness. What's his name? Khan. He... just a way of manipulation and a way with words, and I feel like that would win in a fight. I feel like he's tall too, so he definitely has a reach there, and he's pretty strong. He's a little skinny, but I think that he would definitely win in a fight. His jaw is just so strong. I mean, if you punch him, I don't think he would break.
Well, definitely. Well, who I chose this week is not Benedict Cumberbatch, but it is Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson started out as the wrestler known as The Rock. Now, he also did wrestle and play football in college. And so, you know, he's classically trained in sports. Lately, he transitioned later on into the music, the
acting,
movie career.
Yeah.
Yep. First in Scorpion King, mm-hmm. his base was on that. Then he started doing things like The Rundown. And now he did a lot of children's one because he said, quote, "I want movies that my children can watch."
Mm-hmm.
He actually does more charity work with children than any other celebrity.
I didn't know that.
He's very strong about his faith and gives away about 50% of his, pay to charity.
Oh.
He's really one of the nicest guys out there. And did you see the new news story about him?
Mm-mm, I didn't.
Let me show you. So, The Rock is in the movie called Hercules right now, which will be, anyway, so we're going to be actually talking about that later, and he bulked up. Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
I think that bicep's bigger than your head.
I'm pretty sure it is bigger than my head. That thing is huge.
Now, The Rock bulked up. He is 6'7".
Whoo!
And he is super ripped. He is half Samoan. And actually, his great-grandfather was one of the first professional wrestlers to date. So The Rock was on the set of Hercules, and, you know, there is this, a little kid, blonde little kid, was on set. I think she's just like a little girl in it. She's a 2-year-old, and she asked him to play Patty Cake. And so he's doing that. It's crazy because he's huge and she's little, but he's just
playing
along
with her. Can you post
this
picture on our Facebook page? He is so huge compared to that little girl.
Yeah, I can do that.
This little girl looks like she would be crushed in his bicep or his thigh.
Why don't you just put the whole story there? Yeah, and so I think he has a compassion. But then also I think he fights for what's right. So he knows he has to help these kids and he would have right on his side.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Benedict Cumberbatch wouldn't stand a chance against him. I think I'm just going to forfeit this one.
Okay. Well, that means that I win. You know what that means?
You get a victory song?
No, I get... Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. So there we go. And now up next is where we talk about the Scar Jomant. Now, we know Scarlett Johansson... would you say, she's amazing or extremely amazing?
She's extremely amazing.
She is really the best.
Her new movie is coming out.
Lucy. Yeah. That's actually coming out next week. I thought about...
You thought about...
Playing that for a trailer. But...
Sorry, he's doing two things at once right now. As everyone knows, boys can't do two things at once, so...
We need to get... Sadly, our interns were not able to make it in today, but next week we'll have a sound engineer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she is in the new movie, Lucy, that's coming out, but she also was in a movie called Under Her Skin. Very Art Nouveau, very kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't think she talks the whole time. Well, in the whole movie, there is a character... who he has a facial deformity. He has, what is it called? His name is Adam Pearson. Now, he says, "For long as I remember, I've been fascinated by superheroes. I don't know if it was the good versus evil stories or just the simple fact that Batman was always the coolest guy." He says, "I'm 29. I'm still wishing I was him. His arch enemies were part of the appeal, but I don't know why these fictional characters say about society." A lot of characters have facial scars, deformities. Mm-hmm. They're like Lex Luthor's bald for some weird reason. And this guy, his name is Adam Pearson, acted alongside Under Her Skin. Adam suffers from neurofibromatosis, which has given him facial disfigurements. Sadly, it's just non-cancerous tumors grew out through his face, and it is quite taking back.
Yeah,
but he's a good guy.
It kind of looks like he doesn't have any eyes, to be honest.
Yes, it's not great. But they talked about how he, you know, in this movie, he was not a bad guy. He's just like
a normal guy.
Yeah, it says some girl's waiting for him, and he shows in up, and you're like, oh, he's gonna be like the scary bad guy, and he's like, hey, I'm home, honey. And she says, oh yes, there's a moment of suspense when they hug, and then she says, oh, you're early. So I do like that. But right now, he says, you know, but I'm going to want to play both sides of it. I want to be a James Bond villain as well. He says, you know, deformed people, they can be on both sides of the screen. Mm-hmm. Why not? And then he also said, why waste money on makeup when you have people like me who could do it without makeup?
Wow. Well, he has a very positive outlook on that.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
I applaud him. I mean, like, if you saw him in real life, I think that it would be a little taken back, for sure. But I think that turning his, I don't know if it would be an illness or...
condition.
His condition into a positive thing really makes it kind of cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so there is that. But right now we have the movie that's coming out. This is Hercules. It is a modern day, not a modern day telling, but the newest telling of it. In this one, I like that they do not shy away from Hercules' kind of rough past. In the mythos, Hera makes him go crazy and kill his wife and kids.
Well, his real name is Heracles, not Hercules. But, yes. Well,
I'm going to say Hercules.
Well, it's, yeah, it's just the way that everyone knows it now. But his real name is Heracles.
Anyway, but in this one, he is ripped. I think it looks fun. I think it's going to be very action-packed. Check that out. Check out Lucy, that's coming out. And those are both going to be released this week. So here we go. Here's the trailer. Sorry, delay on that. So like we said, we are going to be doing Hercules. But additionally, that movie was kind of ripped off. I don't know if you heard, but they had an earlier edition of Hercules come out this summer. Because that is, you know, that's for market. Mm-hmm. It's common public story. And what happened is they found out that this studio is making Hercules. So they went and made their own one at a lower production, a lower cost, just to kind of grab the market early. The same thing happened with Battlefield L.A., It was the guys who worked on another movie, and they just used all the same programs and made their own movie secretly.
Oh.
Kind of shifty.
Kind of, yeah. All right.
There you go.
No matter how fast you run, no matter how far you go, the beast will follow. Man cannot escape his fate. Hercules.
Your name is a rallying cry. We all know your legend. You're the son of Zeus.
I only want to be a husband and a father.
Welcome home, Mila.
You cannot deny what you are. The gods will punish you for it. The gods that killed your family have unleashed hell on Earth. They are the descendants of Hades. They cannot be killed by an ordinary mortal.
The people need you.
I am no hero.
A man with a cause can be stronger than a god.
We get some rules to follow.
Take revenge for your family. Save these people and restore order to this world.
Do we die in this battle?
My time's not come yet. Not sure about yours.
We will fight for you. And we will die for you.
Have faith in yourself. Now, tell me. Who are you?
I am Hercules!
So this movie looks pretty visually stunning. He's fighting the Hydra, the boar, many other mythological animals, so be sure to check that out. But speaking of movies and theaters, actually one of our interns prepared a segment for us. This was Dane who did that, and he reviewed Edge of Tomorrow. Now we saw that, it's a great movie, but we're gonna have his review play right now.
Based on the Japanese light novel All You Need Is Kill by Hiroshi Sakurazaka, Edge of Tomorrow follows Bill Cage, a public relations officer for the U.S. Army in a war against an unstoppable alien force known as the Mimics, when Cage, played by Tom Cruise, is forced into participating in a dangerous charge into enemy territory by superiors he has killed in combat. However, he reawakens and eventually realizes that he is reliving the same day on repeat. Now with the help of veteran soldier Rita Vrataski, played by Emily Blunt, he must find some way to break out of the loop in which he now finds himself so mysteriously trapped. Edge of Tomorrow begins with an interesting premise, despite sounding a bit like Groundhog Day, but with explosions. Bill Cage is not a hero, at least not at first, and that's what's refreshing about seeing Tom Cruise portray this character. It's compelling and also a bit comedic to see the actor as someone who does his best to avoid combat and peril at all costs, to play the coward for once. Granted, he does get to put his action hero prowess to use during the latter portions of the film, but for the most part, that title is shared with Emily Blunt's Rita Vrataski, who demonstrates that she, too, can carry a film's drama and comedic beats, of which there is a surprising amount, and to the film's benefit. Too many films take themselves too seriously nowadays, but Edge of Tomorrow isn't afraid to play up the humor that comes with being in the almost video game-like scenario that Cage does. Whereas too much humor in the wrong places is a bad thing, Transformers, Edge of Tomorrow never misplaces a chuckle for a moment. You see, what this movie does so well is strike the right tone, which a lot of other movies in recent memory seem to struggle with. This is in part thanks to screenwriter Christopher McQuarrie, who also helped to pen this year's Captain America: The Winter Soldier, another brilliant action thriller that was released this summer. Also to thank is director Doug Liman, who, no stranger to action, balances the quieter moments and loud ones with ease. Satisfying in all the right ways, Edge of Tomorrow also brushes up against indicators of what may be a trend that is slowly re-emerging in Hollywood: adaptations of Japanese source material. With Warner Bros. Finally moving ahead with its adaptation of the hit manga Death Note, with the recent hiring of highly acclaimed director Gus Van Sant, as well as hiring new writers for its long-defunct live-action Akira film, perhaps we are seeing signs that Hollywood is finally taking these projects seriously. Hopefully we can soon forget the garbage fests that were Dragon Ball Evolution and The Last Airbender, and the immense disservices they did to their respective highly acclaimed source materials, and embrace a more sophisticated retelling of manga and anime stories. Granted, there are a few notable differences between the movie Edge of Tomorrow and the novel All You Need Is Kill, the most evident of those being the identity and ethnicity of the main character, but the changes that were made ease the transition from one medium to another, as opposed to being changed solely for the sake of change, which is almost never a good idea. Immensely smart and entertaining, despite being rather simple in plot and premise, Edge of Tomorrow can still be seen at your local Cinefor discount theater and will soon be arriving on Blu-ray, DVD, and Redbox. If you like being treated like an intelligent moviegoer with brains and good sense, Transformers, you'll probably enjoy it as much as I did.
That was an amazing review.
Yeah, I really like that.
I'm really proud of our little guy. Well, I say little guy, but he's 18.
And he's tall. I think they're like both pretty normal. Tall.
I mean, yeah, they're not short or anything, but they're adults. But yeah, so we're going to have more reviews of those coming up. Well, not today, but in the future. Right now we're going to play Janglin' by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. This is from their album Up From Below. Do you have anything else to say about this song, Rachel?
I actually really like this song. Everyone is really familiar with Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and this one is just a different sound. I really like it, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Well, hey, let's check that out and Janglin' without further ado. Actually, I like that song. I didn't think I would, but
it's a nice song.
You won me over.
It's a good one. See, like everyone's like, "Oh, I hate that Home song. It's so overplayed." Blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
my issue is it's not
so
overplayed because I don't really, there's ways to avoid the top 40 charts and stuff.
Yeah.
Not to say I don't like that, and we're gonna be playing a lot more popular music. Looks like in the upcoming year. But I just don't like the part in the middle where they're like, honey,
Jade, remember Alexander. When you hurt
your butt on that cement? It's like, this is
smoking good. Your last cigarette.
And I was like, I love that woman. And I was like, this isn't good songs. But right now we're going to do one of our favorite segments? segment. So here we go with celebrity birthdays.
Someone got a birthday. I wonder who. Someone got a birthday. I wonder who. Someone got a birthday. I wonder.
So this is the part where Rachel, you gotta close your eyes.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna quiz you on who is
my
these
eyes
birthdays.
Are closed.
I give. It's kind of like Jeopardy. I do the description, and she says it was.
Wait, I'm just gonna guess really quick right now.
Okay.
Robin Williams.
Yes. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, so that is his birthday, and he's known for kind of his off the walls antics, such like in Aladdin and other things. Additionally, next tomorrow is Danny Glover. Can you name what he's in?
Danny Glover?
Yeah.
Like, the guy from, what's Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that the guy?
Yeah, he did awesome stuff. He did The Color Purple. He was in Predator 2. Lethal Weapon. With Mel Gibson. So he's in a lot of stuff. And you know, he is Donald Glover's uncle. Donald Glover being Childish Gambino the
really?
Rapper. Yep. Also one of the main characters Community.
Oh.
The day after that's Daniel Radcliffe. He's known for Harry Potter and not being a great actor.
You know what? I'm just not going to listen to that. I like Daniel Radcliffe, but I like Harry Potter, so...
Well, go watch him in another movie.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The day after that is Jennifer Lopez. She started out as a singer from, you know, New Kid on the Block, went to acting, and is all right. Not great, not awful. After that, that's July 25th, it's Matt LeBlanc. Now, do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's from Friends. He's Joey from Friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, I'd say a B actor, but he gets the job done.
I like him. He's cute.
Day after that, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I love Sandra Bullock.
Again, I'm not loving all
really?
These actors. I hated The Proposal.
Well, I didn't like that movie.
Yeah. Now, it's also Mick Jagger's birthday, the famous singer from the Rolling Stones. He is known for just amazing music. Additionally, his wife recently died, and our condolences go out to him.
Yeah, that's right.
Is from Roy, Utah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, he's from Roy, Utah, or his
no,
wife?
His wife. He's
English. I was like, he's English.
No, his wife is. Actually, there's quite many famous people from Roy, Utah.
I don't even
Tons
know where
famous.
That is, to be honest.
It's crazy. Who was it? Carl Rove is from there. Just a lot of famous people.
Hey, wait. Chase is from Roy.
And so is Ben.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The day after that, Triple H, the famous wrestler.
I don't know. I have no idea who that is.
He is actually pretty good, but also Idina Evans. Now, Idina Evans was in this
Isn't
in the show
Indiana?
Home Away, Indiana, and H2O just added water. She won a Logie Award for most popular new female talent. Now, she is based out of Australia, but she's starring in the TV role Blue Lagoon, The Awakening. And she's been with Michael Shanks, who's another sci-fi actor. So I think she's an upcoming talent. And then finally, Soulja Boy.
Oh.
He's known being for Up in That Club.
Yeah. What?
Okay. But right now, we're going to do what we call Redbox Roundup, Hulu Loop, new on Netflix, and what you should watch.
All right.
So we just kind of go through everything. Sometimes we have a suggestion for something. Sometimes we don't. I will go first with Redbox, The Lego Movie. Check it out. Made by Chris, by Lord and Miller, the directing team, who also made 22 Jump Street and 21 Jump Street, along with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs for the kids. Check it out. It's hilarious. Starring Chris Pratt as one of... as the main voice. Additionally, Elizabeth Banks is on there as well. So check that out. What do you have for us at Redbox?
I don't have anything for Redbox. I just have something for Netflix. But okay. Do you want to get to
Well, yeah. You do your Netflix, then I'll do mine.
All right. So my roommate and I, have been watching this show called Hemlock Grove. Now, this is a Netflix original. Have you heard of it?
It has been advertised for me. Now, it seems werewolfy.
It is a little werewolfy, and
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not like Vampire Diaries or Vampire whatever.
It's not like a young adult.
It's kind of a little bit, but I don't know. There's something about it. It's pretty gruesome. It has a lot of blood, and like there's lots of blood. Yeah, a lot of blood. And my roommate and I watched the first season in 2 days, and so there's like, but there's only like 12 episodes. So
what
right
are
now.
You guys doing over there?
I don't know. But I really like it. And then I also just watched this movie called Mr. Nobody. Now, this has Jared Leto in it. Do you know who Jared Leto is?
Yeah, he's the main singer. He was also in the new movie. It won an Oscar.
Yeah, he was in 12 Years... No.
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 No, it wasn't 12 Years a Slave.
Which one was it? I don't remember.
It was the one where they go down and get cancer drugs.
Oh,
not cancer, AIDS.
No,
drugs.
AIDS drugs. I know. I saw that.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes, that was a really good movie. But Mr. Nobody is about this guy who really is like a nobody, and he tells like he's like the oldest mortal human in 2092 or something like that, and he's 118 years old, and he doesn't like really know who he is, but he has all sorts of like memories of things, and he was like married or something, and. Like, it's really confusing.
He's kind of immortal with amnesia.
Yeah. Well, no. He's just old. He's 118 years old trying to tell his story. And because, like, all these people...
Does he look old?
Yeah, he's very, very old. Like, old, wrinkly, dies and old. And, like, he's, like, the... what he always says is that you don't have to choose. You can just live all of the lives kind of thing. And so he makes up... It seems that he makes up three different lives. So he's married to three different girls. Things
kind of a remnant of Real Big Fish.
Kind of.
Not Real Big Fish. One's a band, one's a movie.
Big Fish, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but I really liked it. It was very good. Jared Leto was a good actor in that movie, so I thoroughly enjoyed that one.
Okay. Well, yeah, and check that out. Additionally, check out Superheroes: The Never-Ending Battle. That is a three-part mini-series on PBS. It's on Netflix. It's just a documentary, about 6 hours in all, so chunk it up. So check that out. It's very educational, actually really entertaining, if you like documentaries. If you don't, well, then don't watch it. And we'll talk about this more in the future, but The Strain is an amazing drama, kind of like sci-fi, supernatural thriller. It's Del Toro is the main driving force
behind
it.
Okay, wait, so this is on Netflix? Or?
Okay, yes. Superheroes, The Never-Ending Battle, that's on Netflix.
And then
The Strain is on Hulu.
Okay, so I've been wanting to watch The Strain.
It's on Hulu.
Is
and
it?
If you can't find it there, maybe go to projectfree.com.
All right, got it. Yeah.
So check those both out. But right now we're going to have one last song, then we're going to come back with news, and then we're done. This next song is, it's a parody. Now this is by Weird Al Yankovic. It's Foil, and I'm going to we'll see if Rachel can figure out what it's parodying.
Oh, I already know what it's parodying.
Well, let's see.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care, I got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll chew. You'll chew. A refreshing herbal tea.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the-
get out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. A big conspiracy.
Okay, so that was Weird Al, and I think he's amazing. We're talking about how he's family friendly, and he started out when he was 15 in radio on the Dr. Demento show. He would just send in tapes, and then they're like, hey, well, kid, come in, because he sent them out when he was 13. He's been on the air since then. Then he's 15, he became an intern. I kind of like our interns.
Yeah. I really like Weird Al. I was just telling Riley that I got to see him at the Sacramento State Fair for free. It was a lot of fun. He's very stage friendly or whatever.
He's a great entertainer. He just is good all around and family friendly. Okay, well, I'll have you do your news story first and then I'll go. All right.
Well, mine is actually about Weird Al. So we're just talking about how successful this week in his music has been. Now, he released...
Eight videos
in this week.
In 8 days,
yeah. Which is pretty impressive. But he was saying that he's done this before. For his last album, he released a video for every song in his album around the same time. Because someone was like, oh, you did a Beyonce. And he's like, well, let me tell you, I did that before Beyonce did that. And so
Beyonce did a Weird Al.
Yeah, Beyonce did a Weird Al. So... he has a couple more songs that he wanted to do, but he's still trying to contact the original artist, because that's what he does.
He always gets permission.
Yeah, that was another thing that it says.
I like it showed him. So he did Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Handy, and they're like, in the tabloids it said he was begging her and almost assaulted her. He's like, by that, do you mean I went up and asked her?
Yeah, he literally, that's what it says. He went up to her, she was just walking off stage and was like, hey, I'm Weird Al, I want to do one of your songs. And the next day, he was doing a song, like one of her songs.
Oh, I'm sure everyone.
Oh, like, yeah.
In all these music videos, tons of celebrities.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Weird Al.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, I think.
So check it out. It's on Spotify. It's everywhere, really.
Yeah.
Well, I have two stories, but they're kind of related. Marvel's kind of been rebranding their superheroes, just get more diversity and stuff. And if you know comic books, they get a little crazy. So I'll start off with the new Captain America is black. It's not some unknown person. It's actually, so it says there's a new Captain America and he looks a whole different from a swath of Americans. So Cap's ally, Sam Wilson, aka the Falcon. If you saw the new Captain America, you saw him. He is the new Captain America. So Captain America, the super soldier serum got taken out of him, and he's 90 years old now. It like super aged him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be back. That's always happens. Like something crazy happens. But for the meantime, Falcon is Cap. Now it says, will he have the super soldier serum? No, he won't. He's an amazing fighter. He's a soldier and he can fly and he has a shield. I don't think he needs to be that worried.
Yeah, I agree.
So he like throws the shield, flies down, kicks him. I'm just saying. It showed, I saw a bit of the initial comic. It's cool. He's flying and then he like stops, you know, takes his wings in and has the shield in as a bullet kind of.
Really?
And like headbutts into this giant.
Oh my gosh, that's
it's,
cool.
It's pretty good. And so yeah, we're getting a little more diversity. And speaking of that, Thor just became female. Now the Thor, he did not get a operation per se. But now, if you know Thor, his power all is him being worthy to bear Mjolnir. Well, he is no longer that. So it looks like Thor will be a female. Now, they do stress this is not Lady Thor. This is not Thoretta. This is not She-Thor. This is Thor. So he loses his name and his title and becomes something of I think they call them the Fallen or something. And it says, on the hammer it says, whoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power. And they said, it's time to update the inscription. Now, looking at the picture, she looks pretty BA.
Yeah.
Look at that. She has, like, more of a helmet than he does. But kind of the same motif, the cape, the weird dot things they do. Obviously, her breastplate is a little bit bigger. but still long hair. That's going to be really interesting. Miss Marvel recently became Captain Marvel. Kind of took over that. And the new Miss Marvel is actually a Muslim female from New Jersey.
Oh.
So how are people going to react with a character from New Jersey? I don't know.
I hope well.
Maybe, maybe not. But for now, that is it with Aggie Radio. This is Riley McDirty Thompson saying, put an egg on it. And we'll be back next week with more programming and more interns.
And this is Rachel saying, peace out. Yeah, peace out.
Peace out rather than violence in. Okay, here we go. And shout out to Logan, one of our good listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, and I look forward to meeting him. I think we've met at a party once.
Yeah, I think you have.
But
he'll be here soon. Hopefully.
He likes Mario Kart? We'll do that.
He likes Mario Kart, yeah.
I don't know, something. Cool. Here we go. And back to original programming.